This is Jay Sekulow. Ask yourself this question. Why are we cutting our military expenditures while we're building Egypt's military?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Just as the president warned of furloughs and layoffs because of the budget cuts, Secretary of State John Kerry approved $250 million in aid to Egypt. Why? To, quote, support the country's future as a democracy.
For the better part of the last couple of months, President Obama and all his minions have been out there saying, we're going to shut down 100 towers for air traffic control. Planes could be falling out of the sky. 40,000 kids may not get Head Start education. Elderly may not get fed. Ebola may be rampant because food inspectors may not be there doing their job. And then President Obama backtracks on Thursday and Friday and saying, well, you know what, maybe it's not going to be the Armageddon that we thought it was going to be. The very next day, we sign over a check for $250 million to the Muslim Brotherhood, who don't exactly like America and certainly don't like Israel, one of our biggest allies.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
It is paramount, essential, urgent that the Egyptian economy get stronger, that it get back on its feet. There has to be a sense of security, and there has to be a sense of economic and political viability.
We are already seeing now that the Obama administration is saying that there will not be any White House tours or Capitol Hill tours. They're going to have to cut back on that. But we saw Secretary of State John Kerry just promise the Muslim Brotherhood Egyptian government about $195 to $250 million. So we've got to get our priorities straight.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Hey, no tours of the White House, according to the White House, because of the sequester. Now, remember this. On March 1st, President Obama imposed the sequester. Remember, it was his idea. And that's a budget control act that we know now is going to have impact on our military strength. That's out without question. The Army is planning to cut tens of thousands of soldiers. We know that, in fact, where one of our major offices are in Norfolk, Virginia, that one of the battleships did not go out to sea in light of the planned sequester or the possibility of sequester. 3 days after the president signs the sequestration order, 3 days later, Secretary of State John Kerry announced $250 million of our money, yours and mine, taxpayer dollars, going as aid to Egypt, to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government. Now listen, they also want an additional $1.5 billion. So Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood government has implemented Sharia law. We know that. We know what they're doing to the Coptic Christians in Egypt. We know that they basically have broken the Camp David Accords and the peace treaty with Israel by putting tanks into the Sinai, into the Gaza, outside of Gaza. We know all that's going on. We also know that Egypt is hindering our investigation of the Benghazi attacks. All of this is happening simultaneously. So why in the world, with this sequester of our military and the sequestration of the dollars for us, are we giving the Muslim Brotherhood an economic stimulus package? Because that's exactly what we're doing, an economic stimulus package. Today, and those of you that get our email alerts are going to be getting this, or you may have already received it, we are launching a new campaign demanding that our government cut the Muslim Brotherhood's budget before it cuts our own military. The idea that we're cutting our military while this Muslim Brotherhood government in Egypt is going forward with our dollars, and the Secretary of State hands out $250 million to us is an outrage. If you want to talk to us about this, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, we need direct action here. We don't cut our military by building up the Muslim Brotherhood. If you agree with us, we've got a brand new campaign to stop this funding right now. Go to ACLJ.org or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. It's a brand new petition. We're going to fight back on this, folks, but we need your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Ask yourself this. Why are we giving the Muslim Brotherhood money for their military and cutting our own defenses? ACLJ.org to sign that petition or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
We'll be right back.
With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, the Obama administration is planning to send more taxpayer dollars overseas to the terrorist-led government in Egypt, cutting U.S. defense dollars, but sending hundreds of millions of new taxpayer dollars to the hostile Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration already has sent high-tech weapons to Egypt. Now Secretary of State Kerry is promising to send another $250 million to that country. He wants to give more aid to radical Islamists who embrace Sharia law, a dictatorship that tramples religious freedom and human rights. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. So we've got sequestration against the United States military, but we've got right now, I'd say, and we're saying at the ACLJ, let's sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. And the reason we're saying that is Secretary of State Kerry just went over to Egypt and said, here's $250 million and on top of the $1.5 billion that we're already planning on giving, although so far we've stopped that expenditure from going forward. But this is ridiculous. We're having these forced cuts on our military in the United States. We've got Chuck Hagel now as the Secretary of Defense to basically de-escalate our military where we're building up an Islamist regime in Egypt. And we're building up the military that is no longer controlled by secular forces in Egypt. It is Muslim Brotherhood. And ask yourself, and this is what we're asking in our petition, sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. The sequestration should be against the Muslim Brotherhood. That's who we should be sequestering right now. If you agree with us, we want you to sign this petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Sequestration of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's our theme for the rest of this week. Jordan, let me go to you first in Washington. I've got a question for David. Jordan first. What is the sense right now on Capitol Hill with the snow and everything else you got going on there today with this whole outreach by Secretary of State Kerry?
Well, I think, you know, what has happened here, there's the two points. There's the economic view, which is how on earth and why are we giving money to Islamists, the Muslim Brotherhood-led government, which has made no promises to us. And in fact, our own Secretary of State, as we've talked about, has said, you know, when we talk about all these situations, are they an ally? Well, we don't know. I mean, that's what our president said. And of course, they're going to take our free money, just like they'll take our free F-16s and tanks. But at a time, this is where Washington is so upset. They have to cancel White House tours. The people's White House that we pay for with our taxpayer dollars, that people sign up to take the tours of, go through the security checks they have to do. They'll cancel that. But at the same time, Joe Biden can go show up at a Hunter's dinner in Delaware. That cost a lot of money, right? Traveling with the Vice President of the United States. He can go serve dinner to a group of hunters to pitch his gun control legislation that he supports. And at the same time, you know, we write $250 million checks to the Muslim Brotherhood with the taxpayer dollars. I think here's the bottom line that we hear from politicians here and the elected officials. Pay Americans first. Keep the American jobs first. America should come first, especially when we talk all the fear around the sequestration, and that's why I think, you know, we've got the whole campaign going now to let's sequester the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well,
choose America.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point right there. Why are we choosing to build the Muslim Brotherhood's economic strength, their economy, their military, while we're hurting here in the United States of America? What about America first? If you agree with us that it should time for America first, let's build our economy back. Let's build, make sure our military's strong. Then you go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we can fight back and win this one too. We've stopped that $1.5 billion. It's gone nowhere so far because you're speaking out. But this is a new challenge. We want a sequestration of the Muslim Brotherhood. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. By the way, over 20,000 of you have already signed that petition. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let me play for you, David. David French, our senior counsel for the ACLJ, charge of our digital advocacy, as well as does a lot of work on military issues because he serves in the United States Army as a judge advocate general. Let me play soundbite number 6. This is John Kerry. The audio is a little rough here, but listen to what he's saying. Realize where he's saying this. In Cairo with Mohamed Morsi, who called in 2006 for Israel's destruction. Take a listen.
It is paramount, essential, urgent that the Egyptian economy get stronger, that it get back on its feet. There has to be a sense of security, and there has to be a sense of economic and political viability.
So, David, your reaction to the first, I mean, obviously, this is the Secretary of State of the United States in Cairo in front of the Muslim Brotherhood. Your reaction?
This is unbelievable. We have to be very clear about what's happening in Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood, which was elected promising to bring a new era in Egypt, is on the ropes. It is repressing its own people, as we knew it would. It is killing protesters near the Suez Canal, as we knew it would. And it can't manage the economy. But why? Because it's a jihadist organization. It's not a real government. And so what are we doing? What we're doing is we're giving them a lifeline. And you know what? In Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood uses American F-16s and American dollars to tell its people, see, look, America approves of us. They are using our aid to justify their government in Egypt.
Let me read for you something here. This is from the current chairman of the Muslim Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party. And this is what he said just a few years ago in July of 2006. Today we express the true will of the people when we say no to the aggression, no to the destruction of Lebanon, no to the destruction of Palestine, yes to the destruction of Israel. And then you got our Secretary of State going over and talking to these people like we're dealing with rational human beings. They're not rational, folks. This is a regime that is bent on the destruction of Israel. But let me tell you something else. They would love to see us out of the way too. And the idea that we're giving them the weaponry to use against us is ridiculous. If you agree with us that enough is enough, and if there's going to be a sequestration, it needs to be a sequestration of the Muslim Brotherhood, you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. If you think, you know what, it's okay to say America first. We're not going to cut our military while we build up the military of an Islamist regime, which is exactly what we're doing. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Lawrence calling in from California on line 6. Lawrence, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hello. I was just wondering how things are going there on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, we're concerned about what's happened with John Kerry just being recently appointed as Secretary of State. And, well, you know, I was wondering how could
Let me tell you what's happening with him as Secretary of State. You're seeing it played out right now across the world with these statements that he makes. Listen to this one on a press conference in Egypt. This is another one. This is number 14, where he talks about that we're not here to interfere. I mean, I want folks, you need to listen to what the Secretary of State of the United States of America is saying in Egypt, controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, on a country that wants basically $2 billion of our money, number 14.
I emphasize again, as strongly as I can, we're not here to interfere. I'm here to listen.
You stop right there, because you know what? We are there to interfere. If you're getting $2 billion of our money, we have the right to interfere. Now, here's the next thing he says.
We're not here to urge anybody to take one particular action or another.
Okay, really? I mean, folks, we're breaking this down for you. We're not here to encourage them to take one action or another. This is, how are these people, how is this guy the Secretary of State? We're not going to say to them, gee, you know, you're calling for the destruction of Israel. We don't think that's a really good idea. You're killing Coptic Christians. You know, David, we don't think that's a good idea. Maybe you shouldn't do that with our money and tanks.
I mean, the list goes on and on. You're using your soil to attack Israeli civilians. We don't think you should do that. Well, how about this? You're obstructing our investigation of Benghazi. We don't think you should do that. How about we're going to give you $1 billion plus weapons and tanks? We should be dictating terms.
Jordan, how are they getting away with this? I'm going to play the rest of this bite in a minute, but how in the world are they getting away with this?
Well, I mean, you know, this administration has done everything that makes you scratch your head, right? You sit there and go, wait, you're telling Americans your teachers will be fired, the military will lose hundreds of thousands of jobs because of an amount of money that we looked at and said, wait, this doesn't add up, right? And the truth is, you know, when you have trillions of dollars of budget, and you're talking about, you know, here, $80 billion. I mean, the truth is, we know a lot of it was rhetoric. But if they believe their own rhetoric, and we know that these cuts do impact people, people who have not lost their jobs are worried that they might lose their jobs because of the discussions in Washington, D.C. and the inaction here. They are now looking at this and saying, but wait, we'll give the Egyptians Muslim Brotherhood $250 million. And that's why you're seeing the opposition. I think that's why, you know, your Fox News piece has over 20,000 likes and people sharing it with their friends and family through Facebook and Twitter. The reason why is because it is unbelievable. You see a headline like that and you say, really? We let all of the illegal immigrants out of the holding facilities, some who have committed crimes. We could do that because of the sequestration, right? We can't even afford to keep people in holding facilities, in immigration detention centers. But we can write a $250 million check to an Islamist government.
Yeah, let me play for you again. This is the full bite from John Kerry, number 14, and then I'm going to ask you to get to your phones or get to the website. We got to take action. Take a listen again.
I emphasize again, as strongly as I can, we're not here to interfere. I'm here to listen. We're not here to urge anybody to take one particular action or another, though we have a point of view. And certainly, I will express that. But what we support is democracy and the people and the nation of Egypt.
Here's what I want to say, Secretary of State Kerry. Do me a favor. Interfere. Okay? We're giving them $2 billion. You can interfere. And you know what? I'd like you to urge a particular action. And here's the action we'd like to urge here at the ACLJ. Number one, let's build our own military, America first on the military defense. Number two, the sequestration should be the Muslim Brotherhood. You go to ACLJ.org and you sign that petition now. We're going to get to 100,000 signatures on this, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, the Obama administration is planning to send more taxpayer dollars overseas to the terrorist-led government in Egypt, cutting U.S. defense dollars, but sending hundreds of millions of new taxpayer dollars to the hostile Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration already has sent high-tech weapons to Egypt. Now Secretary of State Kerry is promising to send another $250 million to that country. He wants to give more aid to radical Islamists who embrace Sharia law, a dictatorship that tramples religious freedom and human rights. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go get a phone call. Then I've got, David's got an interesting analysis, but we're going to take a call first. Who do we have next?
Yep, a lot of calls people have been holding on. Michael in California on line 4 has got a question about the funding to Egypt that was promised in light of the sequestration. The fact that, you know, we've all been told that, you know, billions are cut and people are going to lose their jobs. Michael, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Okay, you know, you just said something earlier. Biden talked about being influenced. You talked about it being an influence, them doing what they're doing. Well, that's exactly what's happening, and that's the bottom line. I mean, they're going with the approach of them being obligated to America after they receive all these things.
Well, where do you see the there's only one problem. There's no conditions, Michael. None. Zero. David, go ahead.
Giving them $250 million and then asking them to make promises. You know what? They made promises going all the way back to 2011 that they have not complied with. By word and action, since 2011, this government, and since 2012, all, following that, this government has been opposed and hostile to the United States of America.
And so the reality is, Michael, just so you know, the reality is there are no conditions here. This is money without conditions. In fact, we're clear that, you know, we're not even saying that this is something we're going to require. In fact, the Secretary of State's saying he's not there to urge a particular position. He's not going to interfere. I'd like him to interfere, actually. 1-800-684-3110, folks. If you want to see a sequestration, how about a sequestration of the Muslim Brotherhood's military that we're about to build? Okay? That would be a good sequestration. Sign that petition. Join with over 20,000 Americans that are saying, you know what, we can put America first for a change. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let me play sound. This is, again, John Kerry in Cairo with the Muslim Brotherhood leadership number 16.
We're not here to urge anybody to take one particular action or another, though we have a point of view. And certainly, I will express that.
Okay, David.
You know, look, you want to talk about points of view? This is the point of view that we're wanting to send more than $1 billion to. And this is the point of view, the motto of the Muslim Brotherhood. Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. Jihad is our way. Dying in the way of Allah, our highest hope, Allah Akbar. That is the motto of the Muslim Brotherhood, and we are giving them an economic stimulus package. We are reinforcing their military, and we are keeping them in power against the forces in Egypt that would actually be our allies.
So how do you feel about, you know, Allah is our way, jihad is our methods? You feel good about that? I don't. Let's not fund it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, what is the sense right now? I know there's a lot of people in Congress that are very concerned about where this is going. What's the sense? Because that they keep the White House keeps promising money, but Congress isn't letting it go so quick.
Oh, that's right. I mean, what we know is that there's all this money that has been promised by the administration. We're talking over $1 billion. But Congress has done as good a job as possible with future funding. And some of these funds were pre-approved during the Mubarak government. I mean, that's how far the budgeting went out to the State Department that oversees these funds. But we're talking about members of Congress who were taking a stand and saying, no more, and if you move forward with this funding now, we'll make sure to cut all of it next time around. So this is a government which, if they want our money, if the Muslim Brotherhood wants the hard-earned tax dollars, the American citizens, they have to prove that they're going to be an ally, that the Suez Canal will remain open and clear, and that, by the way, when the Iranians request access, go back to how it used to be, don't let them through. Deny that access. That's how it used to be, so that warships aren't off the coast of Israel in the Mediterranean Sea. That we know has changed under the Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah. How about close down the border with the Gaza Strip? How about reaffirm all of the Camp David Accords publicly in front of your citizens and your Muslim Brotherhood friends and party members. If they did that, which, by the way, past governments have done all of that in Egypt, which is why they got the $1 billion a year plus and why they were always in the top five aid recipients of the United States government. If they do all of that, then yes, sure, you can talk about funding. But until then, why on earth do you write these checks to an Islamist who have a history of doing exactly the opposite of everything I just said? In fact, they were changing. You know, they made all those changes on their own, proactively. They're testing us, and if we keep sending them money when they are doing things so opposite of what the past regimes did, who may not have been good to their citizens, but certainly to the United States, did what we asked
right.
to get the money. It's not interfering in people's politics to say, if we're going to give you over $1 billion, you need to do this.
Let me tell you, folks, if you look at just the $250 million that we have given or pledged now through the Secretary of State, if you just look at the $250 million, we could restore to our own budget here in the United States $59 million to the U.S. Marshals Service, okay? Border security fencing of $20 million. The September 11th Victim Compensation Fund, we could restore $16 million. Federal Air Marshals, we could restore $49 million. And I haven't even reached the $250 million yet. That's just with the $250 million, which shows you exactly where this administration's at. 1-800-684-3110. Remember, folks, we're here for another full half hour. So if you have SiriusXM, you get the whole hour. If not, just go to ACLJ.org. Who do we have next, Logan? Jordan. Sorry. Looking at Will, knowing Logan's answering the phones. Obviously, this is an issue that's got us concerned. Go ahead, Jordan. Who's next?
Sharon in California on line three. Sharon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sharon. An otherwise lightheaded, hearted moment in a very complex situation. Sharon, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
I just want to say thank you so much for all that you're doing and getting the truth out there. And I think that's part of the problem is that it's so limited in getting the truth out there. So many people rely on mainstream media for their information, and they're not hearing what's really happening. So what can we do to get the truth out there?
Well, I'll tell you one of the things, and David, why don't you hit this on the social media angle, because this is a big part of what we're doing right now.
Oh, the social media angle here is huge. I'll give you an example. Jay wrote an op-ed on FoxNews.com, shared 21,000 times. We put up something on ACLJ's Facebook page, and if you're not liking us on Facebook, you should. And that one image and description of the issue got seen by more than 300,000 people. One image on Facebook, 300,000 people. This is spreading virally. At one point, we had 300 people per minute earlier today signing this petition. So this is a new era. We don't have to rely on ABC News or CNN. We can get the message out by sharing it with our friends, and it has results. We are seeing Washington sit up and take notice of this issue, not just the F-16s from a month or so ago, but also now this new issue. Outrage is building.
I'll tell you what, folks, here's what we want to do. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, lines are jammed right now, but keep calling 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about our Secretary of State saying we're not going to interfere. We're not there to urge a particular point of view one way or another. I'm going to play very quickly number 17 of the statement from Secretary of State Kerry.
But what we support is democracy and the people and the nation of Egypt.
Okay, do you think we're going to get democracy, Secretary of State Kerry, with the Muslim Brotherhood? Do you think we're going to get it with Morsi? I don't think so. So, folks, if you want a sequestration of the Muslim Brotherhood, that's what we're calling for. Join 22,237 people have already signed this petition. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or you go to your phones right now and say, you know what, we're going to put the United States military first. We're going to put our national security interests first. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure, not the Muslim Brotherhood's. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. For the sequestration of the Muslim Brotherhood, or ACLJ.org. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
$59 million from the U.S. Marshals Service. We'll drop another $49 million for the federal air marshals. You know that fence we're trying to get infrastructure and technology on the border at? Cut $20 million of that. And by the way, your September 11th Victims Fund, we're going to knock $16 million out of that. But don't worry, we're going to give to the Muslim Brotherhood $250 million additional dollars. That's your government at work, folks. And we're outraged about it, and we're doing something about it here at the ACLJ. And we're fighting back on this very aggressively. But, again, it's going to take all of us working together. That $1.5 billion, Jordan, that's been out there, we've been talked about. So far, that's not moved. You know, now there's all kind of promises when the Secretary of State goes over there, but the money has not actually gone forward because there's a lot of opposition in Washington, especially going forward for new funding.
That's right. And that is why you've seen this money stall. But there are funds available to the administration. And that's what you see from John Kerry, the Secretary of State, saying, you know, here's the $250 million. These were funds. It is like the F-16s issue that were already in the pipeline, already approved before we knew the Muslim Brotherhood would be leading the government. And this was kind of normal operating procedure. You can't blame Congress for this, the previous funds, because, listen, if they keep those agreements, you're supposed to keep funding. But what we've seen from the Muslim Brotherhood is changes to many of the terms. For instance, the Gaza Strip reopening, Sinai. Remember, there was troop movement in the Sinai.
Yeah.
That is a zone you're not supposed. That's the
exactly.
That's breaking part. And we mentioned in our blog, and I want to make it clear why we say they break the peace treaty with Israel. That's what we're talking about when they started doing troop movements in the Sinai, which has been kind of the a zone that
safe
both
zone.
Sides have stayed out of.
David, how significant is it, you're a military guy, how significant is it that you've got troop movement, tank movement in the Sinai Peninsula, in that area?
It's incredibly significant because this is an area where that has spawned four major wars, 1948, 1956, 1967, 1973, demilitarizing the Sinai is a fundamental part of the peace treaty with Israel because it gives Israel comfort that they're not about to be invaded. And I'll tell you what was particularly disturbing to me was seeing the pictures of the tanks moving into the Sinai. And you know what those tanks were? American tanks. American-made tanks. So that's what we need to be watching.
Folks, and we're going to do that. I'm going to encourage you to join with us in this petition we've got going right now to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. They're the ones that shouldn't be getting the funds. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go ahead and take a phone call before the break here. And folks, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Yep. Let's go to Ingrid calling in from Arizona, line 3. Ingrid, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Ingrid.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We have a couple things to say real quick, and one of them is this. We don't make deals or bargains with the devil. You just don't. No matter how good it looks or sugar-coated or reasoning, it's all based on...
But it doesn't look good here. I mean, this isn't even sugar-coated. I mean, these people are saying, the Muslim Brotherhood saying outrageous things every day. The president, Mohamed Morsi, tried to grab complete power. So they're not even sugar-coating this. They're not saying, oh, you know, we're saying nice things and we're promising you A, B, and C if you give us this money. They're basically saying, give us the money. Here's the promises. Nothing. They're not sugar-coating this, Ingrid. They are actually being very clear. This is an Islamist move that is getting a reaction, by the way, and the student groups in Egypt are reacting to this, and they're voting against the Muslim Brotherhood. So there's this undercurrent of support against them. But the fact of the matter is, you know, David, you know, they're not sugarcoating. This is who they are.
But, you know, just the day after Senator Kerry said this, the Muslim Brotherhood government kills two protesters near the Suez Canal, kills them. You know, so this what we're talking about here is one of the dumbest moves I've ever seen from my government. It's unbelievable.
Jordan, what's the prevailing thought in Washington right now and how this plays out?
You know, I think the prevailing thought is that this administration is still nervous to release all the funds because they know that Congress then is going to be that much more resistant to approving anything else.
Yeah.
And they can't really get in a situation where there's no funding going to Egypt. So if we raise our voices, we can prevent the $1 billion getting to Egypt. And I think if we make the point of how can you say that Americans are going to lose their jobs and we're funding the Muslim Brotherhood, how outrageous is that?
Sequestration of the Muslim Brotherhood is what we're saying. ACLJ.org is the place to go. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Got a lot of information also posted at ACLJ.org. Share us on Facebook, folks. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, the Obama administration is planning to send more taxpayer dollars overseas to the terrorist-led government in Egypt, cutting U.S. defense dollars, but sending hundreds of millions of new taxpayer dollars to the hostile Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration already has sent high-tech weapons to Egypt. Now Secretary of State Kerry is promising to send another $250 million to that country. He wants to give more aid to radical Islamists who embrace Sharia law, a dictatorship that tramples religious freedom and human rights. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls again if you want to talk to us on air. And David, let's talk about this petition that we've got going out right now. Brand new. We've already exceeded 20,000 signatures in just a couple of hours. Let's be really specific on what we're asking people to do here.
What we're asking people to do is speak out against Senator Kerry's gift of $250 million to the Muslim Brotherhood at the same time that our own military, the rest of our government, is facing these sequestration cuts. It's unconscionable to ask Americans to sacrifice while giving an economic stimulus to the Muslim Brotherhood. So we are asking them to speak out on that issue, and they already are at an astonishing rate.
All right, folks, so we encourage you to go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And share this on Facebook, folks. Use the social media. Follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Start getting this information out. Let's go ahead, Jordan. We got a lot of people have been holding. We're going to get to your calls right now. Who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Glenda in Texas on line one's been holding on. Glenda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Glenda.
Thank you very much. I have a question about why all that money is being spent, and I've got an idea. It sounds like it is paying tribute.
Well, almost. I mean, I think the president, I mean, Glenda, you bring up a good point. I mean, that is, you know, what is the we're not getting anything for this. I mean, Jordan, that seems to me to be the fundamental issue right now. We're not getting something in return. We're not saying you must, like you said, go in front of your people and say we are reaffirming the Camp David Accords with Israel. We're not getting any of that.
No, we're not. And we should. That's the baseline for why this money goes out. I'm not someone who's against foreign aid and assisting our allies. And sometimes, leadership in governments, which are have a tough time carrying out what's in the best interest of the United States, the best interest of peace in the Middle East. Egypt was one of those governments in the past. But I don't think we did enough, you know, honestly, using our own ability to influence on how they treated people in their own country. But internationally, they were abiding by the agreements we asked them to do. That's what we have to do
right.
when it comes to the Muslim Brotherhood. There's no excuse. Mohamed Morsi, until he gets up on television, calls Israel Israel and says that they will abide by every single agreement made with Israel,
yeah, and say,
including shutting down the Gaza Strip entrance, which is used for smuggling weapons
right.
to use against Israeli citizens.
Yeah, and don't say it in English. Say it in the language your people understand. And that's a big part of this, too. David, what's your sense of where this is going? I mean, how do you get it? We'll get right back to the calls in a moment here.
Well, you know, this is happening at a critical time, this aid, because we just got a news report, just this news segment, that the protests against Morsi are in the industrial heartland of Egypt. In other words, the place hardest hit in their economy. And you know what we've done? We've given Morsi an economic stimulus right exactly when he needs it. Exactly when he needs it to maintain his hold on power. I do not understand how that makes any sense whatsoever when we are trying to uphold peace treaties with Israel, trying to protect our own security against the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, they need to understand that at the very least, you're going to have to comply with your most basic treaties and agreements.
You would think. All right, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. People have been holding on the line. Kathy in Texas, line 5. Kathy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
It just struck me when I was looking over some of the documents, and his quote directly from Kerry was that he was wanting to be there to support their version, they being
right.
Egypt's version, the Muslim Brotherhood's democracy. And I was wondering which democracy exactly. Is that the direct democracy or representative democracy?
Or is it the Muslim Brotherhood endorsed democracy, which is not democracy at all? But listen, Secretary of State Kerry, when he was in his confirmation hearings, talked about Egypt. And he believes, you know, there's this myopic view within the Obama administration that somehow that, you know, you have an election, that means everything's fine, as if these elections are legitimate. But this is number 10. Listen to what he had to say during his confirmation hearings.
They've had an election. They've had a constitutional process. There's another election that is coming up shortly for the lower house. The fact that sometimes other countries elect somebody that you don't completely agree with doesn't give us permission to walk away from their election.
But I see these weapons coming back to threaten Israel. I see support for Syrian rebels coming back to threaten Israel as well.
Well, as
I
you
see
know,
problems
Senator.
With this.
Yeah, well, so there are the conversations. He's talking about, well, they've had an election. There's no problem. You know, in Nazi Germany, they had an election, too. And, you know, we walked away. We called it World War II. I mean, this is, David, this is so, these statements, though, tell you where they're at.
Well, you know who else had an election? Gaza. They elected Hamas.
Right, so we don't walk away from them either.
Right, it's unbelievable, the naivete here.
Oh,
I mean, so let's consider, it is the hallmark of Islamic fundamentalist regimes that they have an election, all right. It's called one election. They have one election, and then they hold on to power and repress minorities as long as they possibly can, and we're paying for that to happen.
That part I cannot even, I mean, the fact that we're paying for this and that we're so naive, it's to me, it's incredible. Again, ACLJ.org, folks, we want to get to 100,000 signatures on this pretty quick. We want the sequestration to be against the Muslim Brotherhood. So it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Ray in Colorado, line 6. Ray, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, Jay. Thank you so much for all that you guys do.
Are you Ray, do you have us on a speakerphone? Because we're having a lot of trouble hearing you there. Thank you. You're on the air now. Go ahead. Ray, we're going to have to get back to you because you got to get the phone situation taken out. Let's take Jacob calling out of Texas.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, I just want to say thank y'all, first off. I just had a couple of things that I want to say. The first thing is, it sounds like the current administration is trying to weaken our government by making one of our supposed to be opponents or stronger, which doesn't make any sense at all. Why would you weaken your own government?
Well, the president doesn't even acknowledge, and he can't, that Egypt's an ally. Here's what he was asked that question. Here's what he said about Egypt.
Would you consider the current Egyptian regime an ally of the United States?
I don't think that we would consider them an ally.
So then ask yourself this question. We don't consider them an ally. And Jordan, why are we giving them a nickel with no conditions? I mean, if we had conditions to it, I get it. That's part of, you know, carrying a big stick, so to speak. Why are we doing this without conditions?
Well, we're doing this because this administration's policy has been blind when it comes to the Middle East. I mean, they have walked blindly into situation after situation, ignored every warning, and then refused to use our influence to correct problems. So that's part one. And then part two is this. Let's say we do have the money. Let's say Egypt's even there. Still to this moment, we're telling Americans they'll lose their jobs. Americans will lose jobs because of $80 billion. But at $250 million to the Muslim Brotherhood, no biggie. We'll just let Secretary Kerry offer that assurance to President Mohamed Morsi the last couple of days. I mean, this is why people can't stand politics. They can't stand what's coming out of this White House. And that's why we've seen so many headlines as we speak right now, Dad. It's coming out saying the administration is failing to communicate the message on the sequester. They can't get it together. And I've got an email here in front of me from the U.S. Department of Agriculture telling an employee that you need to change the way and make sure that your strategies on how to cover the sequester cuts don't conflict with the administration's warnings. Realize this was an employee who was trying to save jobs.
Right.
Save people so they don't feel the cuts so bad, and they were being told, but make sure it's in line with our talking points.
Which is, David, what are we dealing with here? I mean, this is, you want to say it's naive. It's not. I think this is very intentional. So they're not naive here. They're intentionally doing this. But this is a dangerous policy. And the fact that we're cutting American aid into the United States, I mean, our own infrastructure, our own security, our own borders, our own military, it's very problematic.
That's what makes this particularly disingenuous, because let's realize something. We do need budget cuts in this country, of course.
Sure, absolutely.
But the administration intentionally targeted our own Defense Department for the disproportionate share of these cuts, intentionally targeted our own Defense Department, while at the same time reinforcing and increasing the size of the Muslim Brotherhood military in Egypt. I mean, people need to understand with absolute clarity the facts on the ground here. And that is unconscionable.
It really is, folks. And we're asking you to take action. Listen, we're going to be here for another segment, so you give a, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, we'll be taking your calls. But, folks, as we go to a break, let me encourage you to do a few things here. Go to twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Follow Jordan on Twitter. You can also, and I think this is important, folks, go to the ACLJ Facebook. Like the Facebook page. Get involved. Send it out to your friends. The social media aspect of all of this is really critical. I have a op-ed that is up right now on foxnews.com dealing with this. You can also get it at aclj.org. And for you that have not signed this petition yet, over 22,000 of you have, aclj.org. That's the sequestration of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's what we're calling it. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And again, follow us on Twitter, go to Facebook, and like ACLJ. We'll be back with your calls in a moment. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, the Obama administration is planning to send more taxpayer dollars overseas to the terrorist-led government in Egypt, cutting U.S. defense dollars, but sending hundreds of millions of new taxpayer dollars to the hostile Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration already has sent high-tech weapons to Egypt. Now Secretary of State Kerry is promising to send another $250 million to that country. He wants to give more aid to radical Islamists who embrace Sharia law, a dictatorship that tramples religious freedom and human rights. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Again, we've got this sequestration in place against the Muslim Brotherhood. That's what we want. And don't give them money. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, and we're going to get to your calls, folks, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go to the next person.
Let's go to Patricia calling in from Utah online to Patricia. Welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Patricia.
Yes. Did Congress authorize this money to Egypt? And if not, how can they be circumvented?
Well, it was authorized previously under the Mubarak regime. Jordan, why don't you give a little bit of the history there?
Well, I mean, we've been funding the Egyptian government this way since the Camp David Accords. And really, even before that, there was some funding going. So as long as Egypt kept the peace with Israel and Israel kept the peace with Egypt, they both received a significant amount of funding until this day because it was so key to peace in the region following the kind of the end of Arab nationalism, which was not Islamic terrorism, but more military-based, state versus state, government versus government. And after that, Egypt then, and it was controversial for the Egyptian leaders. In fact, you could say that some lost their life because of these peace agreements, were killed, and same in Israel, because people did not necessarily like that the peace was declared. But it was, and it is held, but the Muslim Brotherhood has actually violated many of the agreements. Now, the funding goes, you know, a year or more ahead of schedule because it takes so long for the federal government to actually disperse funds. So
right.
This funding was pre-approved before we knew, and when I say we, I mean the U.S. government knew,
right,
and Congress knew, that the Muslim Brotherhood would be in control of Egypt.
And in contract law, when you have a significant change of facts, that can significantly impact the contract, David. And this is, if you look into this as a contract, which it's not, there's been a change of conditions and a change of parties. The previous party to the contract has been dissolved. They are no longer there. That is the Mubarak regime, which did keep the peace with Israel. They're gone. The
right.
New regime is an Islamic-led government, and that changes the equation.
We are not legally obligated to send this money
right.
to the Muslim Brotherhood. It is at the discretion of the administration and the best interests of the foreign policy and national security of the United States of America. What Secretary of State Kerry has done is to say unilaterally now, well, I'm going to release this money. Well, I don't want to put it all on him. He's an embodiment of the Obama administration.
Right.
So what the president, acting through his Secretary of State, has done is 3 days after a sequester, give the Muslim Brotherhood an economic stimulus.
Which, to me, it's just, I mean, just think about that for a moment, folks. It's absurd, to say the least. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Let's get the next call.
Yep, back to the phones. So we go. Ray is calling in from Colorado on line 6. Ray, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, Jay, and thank you so much for all you do. You
sure.
are just making a huge difference. I just want to make a comment.
It's, okay.
It's amazing to me that Secretary Kerry can say that it's paramount, essential, and urgent that we get the Egyptian economy in order when I don't think I've ever heard that from an American politician or definitely the Obama administration. And I think what we really need to focus on our diplomats doing, and especially the Secretary of State, is he needs to be out exercising diplomacy, telling people that the United States is America first. We're going to get our house in order. And if you want to help us do that, you know, we're very interested in talking to you. But if not, we're not letting anything go out. We're going to focus on taking care of things within.
Let me play for everyone, Ray, that exact comment from John Kerry, number six. This is, again, a press conference in Cairo with the Muslim Brotherhood leadership.
It is paramount, essential, urgent that the Egyptian economy get stronger, that it get back on its feet. There has to be a sense of security. And there has to be a sense of economic and political viability.
As if, David, the Muslim Brotherhood is not leading the charge here in the, quote, political viability. I mean, I think Ray brings up a really good point.
Well, right. And, you know, it is not paramount that we get an economy stronger under the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
Because what happens around the Middle East is the best cure to Islamic fundamentalism is experiencing it in power. People turn against it. But if we prop it up, if we allow Egypt to be prosperous under this kind of repressive anti-Israel, anti-American conditions, well, then the people might keep the Muslim Brotherhood in power. That makes no sense for our best interests.
All right, let's go right back to the phone. Jordan, there's a question coming in from Nick on line one about Pastor Saeed. Let's take that and you give an update on that.
Sure, Nick. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay. Yes, I was just concerned about Pastor Saeed and how he was doing.
Well, Nick, we talked about yesterday suffering from internal bleeding, and he's communicated that and the need for medical attention and care. We're working on that, and I will tell you, we're with Pastor Saeed's wife in our studios. If you haven't seen it online, we're posting a blog up at aclj.org very shortly with the you can listen. She was on radio for the full hour, and there's photos there. But his health situation is dire. We move on to our work at the United Nations. We made one oral intervention yesterday before the entire UN Human Rights Council and those 47 member states because of our NGO status, and we'll be availing ourselves the same opportunity next week. So a lot of work remains to be done. SaveSaeed.org, the petition is over 400,000. We're working to get it closer to 500,000. But Nick, needs to be in your prayers. Pastor Saeed needs to be in your prayers and to understand that the situation's still very difficult and getting worse for him when it comes to his health.
We do have, by the way, on SaveSaeed.org, and I encourage you to go there, SaveSaeed.org, 416,405 signatures. We've got another hearing next week. I want to be as close to 500,000 as we can for that hearing. So let's go take Tim's call, and then I've got an update on something else. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yep, Tim is calling in from Arkansas on line three. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tim.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Well, I'm just wondering why we haven't followed the money trail from the weapons that we're trying to send over to Egypt.
Oh, no, the money trail, let me tell you, here's the money trail, Tim. The money goes from the Chinese government, we borrow it, we put it in the United States Treasury, we sign an IOU to China, we give the Muslim Brotherhood the money, and then we have to pay the Chinese back. And you're going to ask yourself, gee, interesting, because the Chinese government has direct access to Iran, why don't they just give them the money? But that's not the way it works. That's the money trail. It's not very pretty, but that is the money trail here. And Jordan and David, and I'll go to David first and Jordan. That's the deal we've got, and we've got to undo that right now.
Well, you know, when you follow that money trail, who makes money here? China makes money. Egypt makes money. Who loses? The American taxpayer in about every way possible.
Jordan, there's a fight to get this stopped. We're working aggressively on that. We've kept that $1.5 billion from moving forward. It's going to take the American people to really do it here.
Absolutely. We need to hear from all of you as we have before on this issue, but this is a new $250 million. I mean, first the F-16s, the tanks. Now $250 million at a time where we're being told Americans will lose jobs because of an $80 billion budget cut. Folks, we need to hear from you today. Call 877-989-2255. So much of this issue with the Egyptian funding has started right here with you. At the American Center for Law and Justice, whether it was the F-16s, the first articles, the first stories, we were quoted. Now with the $250 million pledge and why it's outrageous, it was the blogs, it was the articles on FoxNews.com, and you have shared and you have taken a stand before. We need you to do it again.
Folks, what we want you to do is this. It's very simple. We've got a petition that's going up. We've exceeded, David, what, 22,000 now?
Oh, yeah. We're well over 23,000 and rising by the minute.
Okay, so go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Sign that petition right now. We want a sequestration, all right, of the Muslim Brotherhood. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org. Or 877-989-2255.
With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.